No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
President of two things.
Yep.
1890, president of currency. So now, like that, with finance, he's now focused into one. So that's why Carson is the king.
And at Currency, they have full-time spots in financial,
full-time,
sales, compliance,
sales,
operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
And Carson, when will he be in? He's coming into the...
Sometime this week.
Sometime this week. Carson will be coming in. So,
what's that area out on 84th and...
Sandhills Global Event
Global
Center.
Event Center.
Yeah. 84th and Howell.
I don't know where it says Currency.
I wonder if he goes out there very often.
I bet he does. I bet he probably goes out there and walks around, makes sure everything's...
The grounds.
Was there ever a time you'd think the peds at the grounds were like, God, everything's kind of a mess out here. Things are unorganized. No chance.
Do you think the peds walk the grounds?
I bet they do. Yeah, everything. They're hands-on. They're hands-on.
All I know is there's a building that says Currency on it. Yeah.
I wonder if we could meet out there for lunch when they're walking the grounds. We maybe just get like a Sloppy Joe or something to go, or maybe it's something from Good Sense, maybe, or whatever. Just get a sandwich and sit down with them.
Or some Canes.
Yes, because we've been trying to get that meal over at Aragon, and that hasn't
just not happened.
It has happened. The peds have kind of shut us down ever since we talked about them being on a dunk tank.
Yeah,
one
that's
time.
Our fault. That's our fault.
That's we kind of on us.
The peds have kind of shut us down. Well, wonder why.
What a surprise.
what would it be?
That's our L. That's our bet. GoCurrency.com/Chris. It is time for week 14 NFL winners and losers. Yes. Here we go. This, of course, sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. It is chili season. It's holiday season. If you have not bought Fuhrer's for your holiday get-togethers, you're missing out. You're missing out. It's available at all local grocers.
A dollop
on your chili. Makes things
right. We have some in our fridge right now.
You do?
We have some in our fridge every day.
How long does that last for?
That's a great question on that. I don't know. I'd have to research that because it doesn't.
I'm saying in your house, how long does it last for?
There's no reason to even say that. It doesn't last very long.
There we go.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Eat it by the spoonful.
To the winners this week. This team has been a loser a lot recently, but big win in a division rivalry. The Steelers go on the road and beat Baltimore 27-22. Back on top as of now. On the AFC North, Rodgers was pretty good in this game. Defense made enough plays, kept Lamar Jackson at bay. Steelers 7-6, not pretty. Yeah. But got the win. Biggest winner this week to me is Pittsburgh. Number two winner, AFC South. Watch out, no one's talking about them. The Jacksonville Jaguars are playing some football. They're 9-4. They stop the Colts 36-19. Now Daniel Jones got hurt in this game, which sucks for the Colts. Their season's falling apart quickly, but. The Jags' offense is on fire. The defense is getting turnovers left and right. 9-4. No one talks about him. Watch out for Jacksonville. First-year coach, Liam Cohen.
Liam Cohen doing a great job.
From the Bucs. The Bucs OC last year. 9-4 in his first year. Number three winner. This was a great game to watch after the Nebraska game was over. Packers hold on to beat the Bears 28-21. Here's how tough the NFC is right now. Okay. Last week, the Bears were the one seed in the NFC. With the loss, they go to the seventh seed.
Oh, how is that?
Say it again.
The Bears last week were the one seed in the NFC. With that loss, because of how tough it is in the NFC, they went to the seventh
seed.
Jeez,
that's a costly
loss.
That's a big
deal. Yeah. That's huge. So every game matters right now in December. The Bears didn't play bad. Just bad pick of the end zone by Caleb Williams in that game. 28-21, Packers. Number four winner, Sunday Night Football. The Texans defense has just become dominant in this last part of the season. They go to Kansas City and win 20-10. Right now, they would be a playoff team at 8-4. The Chiefs are 6-7, well out of the playoffs as of this moment.
Is there any defenders that come to mind on that Texans team?
I should know. I think, is it Daniil Hunter, the defensive end, right. I believe? Oh, of course, Will Anderson is the stud there.
Will Anderson.
Former Bama linebacker.
They got Woody stud. Marks, the former USC running back.
He's on offense, though.
Yeah, he does good, though. He's good.
I think Stingley on that team still. Is Derek Stingley?
Stingley's on the team, yes.
Okay.
Number five winner. This team has won four straight. The Miami Dolphins.
They and won't this has not been celebrated at the level, honestly, it's kind of been pushed aside. It's been subdued with all the conversation. They've won four in a row,
They've
Jake.
Won four in a
They've
row.
They've never won four in a row since I've known you. Ever.
Probably not.
Not four in a row.
Oh.
No, have you ever had a four in a row streak?
I think so.
They might have won five.
Oh, yeah.
A couple years ago, they won three, lost three, won five, lost five, then they won the last game. It was terrible. But Dolphins, 34-10 over the Jets. They have found a running game. The O-line is blocking. Because Achane gets hurt first half. He'll be back next game. But Jalen Wright, over 100 yards rushing. Ollie Gordon had a good game rushing with the backups. The Jets are bad. Dolphins, 6-7. Big game Monday night at Pittsburgh in the cold.
Oh, wow. Wish I was in Miami. But I'm okay
Me
with
too.
I wish it was in Miami.
I'm not going to Pittsburgh. Now, to the losers.
I wouldn't think so.
Let's go. Last week, we talked about the top loser was the Vikings, who got shut out against the Seahawks. This week, the Commanders get shut out by the Vikings. 31-0. McCarthy was actually okay in this game. And the Commanders are just, they're 3-10. They suck.
Let you know how much players matter, because last year, Cliff Kingsbury was basically hoisted up and carried around stadiums, and rightfully so. Just tells you the difference of having players.
What are you talking about?
There's no magic coaching. There's no magic plays. Because guess what? He has all the same plays as last year. It's not like, hold it. Where's last year's plays at? We should have got those out. No, they have all the same plays. And the difference of talent, wow.
31-0 Commanders lost at the Vikings. Top loser this week. Now, I think when you're officially out of the playoffs, you still owe it to your fan base to at least try and be competitive, right? Don't you? I don't want to see you get you blown out.
It's professional football.
The Cardinals have been getting just blown out left and right. They play the Rams 45-17 loss at home. Rams are really good, top of the NFC now. But can you be competitive at least? Can you try? They're not trying.
It's hard to give up 45 points in the NFL. The game goes quick. It's not a fact. That's hard. That means they scored basically every time they had the ball. I'd like to know how many times they
pretty much.
I doubt they punted.
It's professional football. Be professional.
Yeah. Number three loser. Thank you, Sip. Yes. There we go.
That's a T-shirt.
Number three loser. I don't know what happened to this team. They were playing great football, and they've just scuffled lately. The Bucs lose at home to the Saints.
Loser.
Loser.
24-20, Bucs lose at home to New Orleans, who is now at 3-9, I believe, or 3-10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are they making the playoffs, the Bucs?
Right now, I think they're tied with the Panthers on top of the NFC South. It's a terrible division. Mm-hmm. So they would right now be in, but the Panthers are not out of this yet. They had a bye week this week, so they didn't play.
That is perplexing.
It is perplexing. 7-6, Bucks. Not right. Falcons, it was tied 6-6 at halftime against Seattle. Then the opening kickoff return for a touchdown by Seattle, and it was over. 37-9. They give up 31 points in the second half to Seattle.
Jeez.
At
loser.
Home. At home. That season's 4-9. The Falcons, not good. Mm-mm. And number five loser, the Cowboys. All right, boys, come on. Cowboys defense, not good. Cowboys had played some good football with wins against the Eagles and against the Chiefs, and then they give up 44 points in Detroit on Thursday night. 44-30, Cowboys lose. Eagles lose last night 22-19, so they're not out of that division yet, Cowboys, but That defense is still very poor without Micah Parsons, who's now on the Green Bay Packers, of course.
So the Eagles are 8-5 now?
No, Eagles are 9-5. They might be 8-5. You're right. Sorry. Let me get that correct for you. Win. NFC East standings. Come on. Phone. Yeah, you are right. The Eagles are 8-5. Cowboys 6-6. 6-6-1.
Okay. God, the losers in that are, those are some rough losses.
Yeah, Bucks and Panthers both tied 7-6 at top of the NFC.
Did I miss it? Did you didn't have the Bills, Bengals in there on winners
not,
or losers?
I did not, because...
Because it was amazing that... I mean, Cincinnati's up by 3 with like 6 minutes to go and driving. They're in field goal range.
Yes.
It's like, okay, if they score a touchdown here, they've won. They're going to win the game. They'd be very hard to lose the game if they can just get a touchdown here. Field goal says, okay, still have a chance. They got to score a touchdown to beat you. Might have time at the end, whatever. And then there was interception off of a
ball got tipped.
Ball got tipped the line of scrimmage. Interception. Pick six. And then another. I mean, all of a sudden, it's like they lose. They came back and scored again at the end, but to make it a closer game. But it was a... I mean, if you're the Bengals fans, you're watching this going like, we have a shot at the playoffs.
Absolutely.
There's 6 minutes to go in the game. Yep. We're up 3 at Buffalo in the snow, and Joe Burrow's rolling. And he was rolling.
Yeah, Burrow had 4 touchdown passes. Yes. And like you said, back-to-back interceptions in that game killed them. But I think it was 45-42 Bills. High-scoring game.
Yeah, high-scoring. Something, I mean, 40-something, 39. Yeah. Or, anyway, it was high-scoring.
Great game, though. That is your NFL Winners and Losers, sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread.
That was interesting. The Bucs at one point were really rolling.
I don't know what happened to them.
I mean, we were talking about them as one of the best teams in the NFL.
We were.
I mean, we had Baker Mayfield conversations every
MVP.
Week. Now nothing.
No.
Now nothing.
And it speaks to parity in that league that New Orleans can go in there and win that game. They went to
what
Tampa.
What is that? It's professional football. Be professional. That's exactly what the Saints said on the flight over.
That's right.
Hey, this is professional football. It might be the last thing they said over the intercom to him in the plane when the plane landed. And be professional. And that's what they did.
Be professional.
Yes.
Try.
It is time to play the game. So give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's top record of the week is 1-0. You won yesterday.
Okay.
We are 41-29-1 overall. Still pretty solid.
Thanks.
Solid. Thanks, Jake.
Today's topic is bowl game head coaches. I will give you the coach's name. You tell me what school he is the head coach at.
We should be okay, but I don't feel great about it.
Hey, we've been professional, though.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with 4 glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up? y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
Turned up our professionalism on this game show for weeks now. I mean, we've tried much harder, and it's paying off. 41-29-1.
Good record.
If you think we can do this.
We can. Steve standing.
If you think you know your bowl game head coaches, call us 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip and Bill. In trivia, today's topic is bowl game head coaches. Do you feel okay about this, it sounds like?
I don't know if I feel okay, but I will say this. If we miss it and the name is said, I'll be like, should have had it. It's not like I have no idea.
Okay.
Let's do this.
We got Cody. How do you feel about bowl game head coaches today, Cody?
Not great, but we'll give it a go.
Cody, how old are you?
40.
Okay. Where are you calling in from?
Lincoln. South Lincoln.
All right. We have
South Lincoln.
We have Cody a Lincoln listener.
Right. You're the fourth one. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Cody. Good luck to you, Cody. First question to you. What bowl team is Matt Entz the head coach of?
What was the last name again?
Entz. E-N-T-Z. Entz.
I don't think I have this one.
5 seconds. Five. Four. Three.
We will go with Fresno. Why not?
Brilliant!
He guessed it and got it.
Fresno State's correct. Yeah. Fresno, by the way, will play Miami of Ohio in the Arizona Bowl. The Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl.
It was just coming. I would have had that.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Bill, I got to tell you something right now. It just dawned on me. I haven't even looked at the bowl line.
Oh, I
have.
I got it right here.
We're going to next segment. That's best. Good luck.
I got it right here. Rudy printed it.
Rudy, can I get one of those two?
Thank you.
A printout of the bowls.
Two more of those. All right.
God bless you, Rudy.
1-0 lead for Cody. Sip, first question. Bill's in play. What bowl team is Blake Harrell the head coach of?
Never heard of him.
Blake? Neither Bill nor I have heard of this man. Blake Harrell.
I know you've heard of this school before.
Okay.
I would think so. We've heard of the school.
I hope
so. Being a university we never heard of.
I mean, here's the problem we have right now, Bill. Do you understand what the deal is? We've never heard of the guy, and I don't know who's in the bowl games.
Yeah.
Bad stuff. That means I would not use Bill then if I were you.
Yeah. So hazarding a guess is even problematic for me because I could pick a team that's not playing in a bowl game.
True. 5 seconds.
Blake Harrell?
Yeah.
Is it a MAC school, Jake?
Yeah, I'm going with... Oh, you just shook his head. No, I was about to take a MAC school.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Say a name.
Half a second.
Bowling Green.
It's still the MAC.
Still the MAC. I don't think they're in a bowl game either.
It's not Bowling Green. Do you want that, Cody, or not?
Absolutely not. I got lucky on the first one. It won't happen again.
East Carolina, the Pirates.
Wow.
Yeah, still don't know him.
They're playing Pitt in the Military Bowl, by the way.
Military.
East Carolina and Pitt. Blake Harrell.
For the win, last question
for
you.
This has been bad.
Cody. Cody, what bowl team is Bronco Mendenhall the head coach of?
I know he used to be at BYU. I believe he is now at... I don't have it. Sorry.
No guess.
Hey, buzz it.
No guess. Bill,
this is you.
Bill wants to steal.
This is you.
I've got this.
This is you.
Bronco Mendenhall, correct?
Yeah.
Utah State Aggies.
Ooh, didn't have it.
They are playing Washington State in the Idaho Potato Bowl.
The Potato Bowl. They've played in it like five times.
Why not?
I played in it twice. I coached in it twice.
Did you really?
It was awesome. It was a great bowl. And we always stayed downtown, and it was a great hotel. Everything about
Where's it at?
Boise.
Boise.
I want to go to Boise.
Downtown.
We got downtown Boise. We bust over. It's like a four-hour drive.
And they have a nice downtown?
Yeah, Boise's.
I want to visit Boise.
Boise is a escalating town. People are moving there like crazy. It's expensive out of its mind.
Is that right?
Yep.
All right, this is For the Win. Bill, can I help you? You already did help out. So yes. For the Win, Sip. What bowl team is Jeff Traylor the head coach
of? I got this one. UTSA.
Brilliant. Somehow. Well, it did not look good. And you guys got the dub.
Yeah, we did.
Thanks for calling in.
Cody, nice try.
Cody, thank you.
Rudy, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate you, Cody.
That's
nice these guys listen.
Yeah. We have some Lincoln listeners.
We have Lincoln listeners. It's nice that Cody do that. From South Lincoln.
Spread the word in South Lincoln.
I think right now we're mostly North Lincoln.
Yeah, a lot of, and Waverly and, Seward.
Spread the word out there, Cody. There's a radio
Greenwood.
Show.
This is for Bill for the tiebreaker. You go over under his number, of course, Sip. Bill, Bronco Mendenhall, your friend, has coached for 19 seasons at BYU, Virginia, New Mexico, and Utah State. How many wins does he have in 19 seasons?
Hang on.
Yep, do some math here.
Hang on. 19 seasons.
Again, BYU, Virginia, New Mexico, and Utah State. 19 seasons.
Hang on.
Quick math.
I'm doing some mathematics.
Okay. Let's do some math here.
Thank you. 19?
Yep. 19 seasons.
This is going to be interesting. I have a number.
He's doing his math over there.
142.
Oh, I went slightly under. I went with 133.
Bill was just four games off. 146 wins and 94 losses for Bronco Mendenhall.
Say that again. 146 and 94?
That's right.
It's a good career.
Yeah. Very good.
At BYU, Virginia, New Mexico, and Utah State.
That's a good crew when you're that far above water. You know what I mean?
I give him so much credit for going outside when I had to talk to the radio station yesterday in Utah, we had a lot of conversation about BYU. And they were asking about Kalani Sitake, and I said 100% he could have went to Penn State and been successful. Because you either can coach and connect, or you can't. And he'd have been fine. Like I said, Bronco Mendenhall took Virginia to the Orange Bowl. I mean,
they were good under him.
He left BYU. Not many people leave there. Kalani, I would have thought, would never leave until it's like, well, other people have had success. So people always say that you have to be. Nick Saban was not from, the footprint of the Southeastern Conference. And he had a plan. So you can either coach or you can't.
What is this side gig you've obtained?
Is that just a side gig? I'm doing some work in the field of building things and stuff.
Utah, what's this radio show?
I
meant the radio show.
Are you talking about me that's doing some things in my garage?
Oh, no.
My wood shop?
The radio show. What's this?
No, it's just they have me on once a week.
A hit?
In Utah.
And they're just friends.
Salt Lake?
Yeah, they're good friends
of
mine.
Utah.
Yeah, so we talk about all three schools. We talk about BYU, Utah, and Utah State. The main focus is always the Utes.
What's the station called?
I'll pull it up for you. I have it right there. So
I'm asking you personal questions.
It's ESPN.
It's the ESPN affiliate.
Yeah. So very nice people.
Every week.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Utah Sports.
If there's 1 week I didn't do it, but last week I didn't do it.
Do they ask you about the Jazz?
Is that no Jazz talk? We don't talk any Jazz.
How about the Utah Mammoth, the new NHL team?
It's all
there.
College. No Mammoth.
You got
talk.
A bone up on the Mammoth?
Soccer.
All right, Bill. Did you watch the game? The Mammoth. Big
did you see Sabres?
Hat trick. Maybe I wear a Mammoth headgear when they call in. Yeah.
Oh, they have you on?
What's that?
They have you on screen?
No, I'm not. I'm just on radio. Just on.
One last thing on Bronco. I'm curious.
Mendenhall.
He left from New Mexico to Utah State. Is that seen as a better job everywhere? It's the same conference.
Yeah, that would be a better job for a couple reasons. A couple things would be they have better the in-state talent in Utah is much better. You still have a really good base of the Mormon religion, and so that there's a natural attraction there for that. To happen. So we were there. Like I said, we went from, I don't know what we took over, but they'd won one game before and ended up winning 11. Mm. And we just had some insane players. We had a bunch of NFL players on our team. It was like they probably would have never still been there after this. We had draft picks, that were on our team. And we just found really good players. And then no one left and they liked it. And Logan's this cool little
sleepy, kind of a mountain town. Oh, I love
it. That was Gary Anderson?
Yeah, that was Gary Anderson.
You like that?
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
God, you've been around.
It was phenomenal. Living there, I lived on the bench, which means I could see 40 miles. And I could see we were in a valley. I could see the mountain range on the other side. And we're at the mountains right where I was at. If I put my car into neutral, I could have coasted into the parking lot of the facility. It was down. I could have pulled out of my garage. I should have tried it. Put it in neutral to see how far I could go.
Safe gas. There
would have been one stop sign. It would have been a little dicey to drive through. But
slow
also,
down a little bit.
When I would go in there to get coffee at this little mom and pop's place right there, I'd get in there, and if there was somebody in line, a bunch of the workers would be in there, like from that were doing like construction workers or whatever. So early in the morning, they just give me just go. They wouldn't charge me for coffee.
Why?
What's that?
Why?
Just because, well, probably one reason why I stopped there every day. I got to be really good friends with them. And then B was that tickets weren't like that hard to come by. So sometimes each coach would get like 10, 12 tickets. So I would just give it to them. And they would go to the game, and then they'd get their families and stuff and
That's
go to the
awesome.
Game. And if I stopped by there late at night on the way home, they always had food too that they made there. Like, hey, Bill, we're shutting things down here pretty soon. You want something? Get a couple of cheeseburgers and a couple of corn dogs, throw them in a bag. And I'm like, yeah, I'll take a couple of things.
God dang.
It's just great
sounds
people.
Idyllic.
Yeah, it was idyllic.
Logan.
It was.
Logan, Utah.
Loved it.
God, you've coached in some places now. Wow. East Piscataway, Logan. Yeah.
It's a big difference.
Coach, yeah.
Living in Piscataway, New Jersey, and then living in Logan. Yeah. There's a difference like that. Living in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Las Cruces.
Flagstaff.
Yeah, Flagstaff. A little different. All those spots you're at, it's a way different
what
world.
What was your nickname for Las Cruces?
Lost Causes. City of Lost Causes.
Lost Causes. That's where I belong.
Hour 3 is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.